You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
19 minutes after 3 Central African time, live here from Masjid al-Furqan in Houghton. Let's welcome the listeners, inshallah, of Salam Media, that is Haji Israel Ponte and company. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Haji Hafiz Shabir Pasha and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas company and Haji Muhammad Yusuf. And of course, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, we do have questions, inshallah, so we're going to begin, inshallah, with a question this beautiful, inshallah, Saturday afternoon. So, inshallah, let's begin with the questions, Ustad. Over to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, silence, now we're starting the Q&A. So, inshallah, you all can benefit, inshallah.
Ustad, is it permissible to use sunscreen for Hajj? And it says, is it permissible to use anti-shaving cream between the thighs? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, we must remember once we are in the state of ihram, we read salat, we made intention, labbaik, now we're in the state of ihram. Anything that got fragrance, perfume, that you can't use. You can't apply on your body, you can't apply on your ihram and so forth. So yes, for the men, remember, it does happen. Between the thighs, because we have to walk a lot, there's friction. So sometimes you will see, we like walking like this, you know, you will see like a wrestler or somebody. So remember that before you go into the state of ihram, take all the creams and whatever, your sunscreen and this screen and that screen, and apply all that before you go into ihram, so then it's permissible. But once you in ihram, then anything with fragrance, all that would not be permissible, nor for male, nor for female.
So we go to Santon, Mufti Sahab, I was born a paraplegic, so I am wheelchair bound. It is my dream to go for Hajj, but I do not want to be a burden on anyone else. Please advise, Ustad.
I told you now during the lecture, now it's very easy. They've got that electric scooters like, so you, nobody has to push you. You just go there, they'll ask you what you want to do. You say tawaf, you pay 50 riyals. You say Safa Marwa, Sa'i also after Tawaf, 100 riyals. And then you go yourself, nobody push you. And mashallah, the old khalas, old aunties, old uncles, all of them are using it. And it's very easy, it's just one lever. And you can't go fast and slow, it's one speed also. So very safe. So don't think you'll be a burden. Allah give us invitation. We all must go, inshallah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Abu Dawood, man arad al-hajj fal yata'ajjal. Almighty Allah made it such that if you made intentions, all the impediments, all that are removed, then you must make haste. Don't delay. Say next year, no. Allah give us opportunity now, we go, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I pass wind very, very often. Sometimes I have to make over 4 or 5 wudu to finish my namaz. But I can read, complete a 4-rakat namaz, sometimes with 1 wudu. Am I ma'zur or not, Ustad?
You're not ma'zur. So mashallah, once you are there in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, both places, you'll get zamzam in the masjid. So mashallah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma'u zamzama lima shuriba lahu. Is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Whatever intention you make, when you drink the zamzam water, we're drinking zamzam now, so make intention, Ya Allah, give me complete shifa, too much wind and all that, and change your diet a little bit, then everything will come right, inshallah.
Ustad, I would like to know, what is the significance of the place of Muzdalifah? What is the history of the Jamarat? And why are these places, Arafat, Muzdalifah and Mina, chosen as places for Hajj?
Remember that each one of these places are chosen because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there. Previous Anbiya alayhi salatu salam went there. Mina is significant. 70 Anbiya, messengers alayhi salatu salam performed salat there where Masjidul Khayf is. The hadith is mentioned in Majma'u Zawaid. Allama Albani rahimahullah said the hadith is good. So it shows that so many Anbiya read salat there. Mina means the dripping of the blood. Arafat, every Nabi came to Arafat. And I told you the dua, La ilaha illallah wahdahu. Muzdalifah, Arafat means to recognize. So there Hazrat Adam alayhi salam recognized Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha. Then Muzdalifa means to combine. So we combine the Maghrib and Isha there. So we spend the night there, read Maghrib Isha there. Jamarat is a symbolic shaitan. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was taking his beloved son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, the shaitan tried to put waswasa, whisperings of shaitan. So he picked up stone pebbles and threw in that direction. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So you, the ummah, you must imitate and emulate Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So therefore we also felt, is not shaitan, it is symbolic shaitan. So everyone has got, yesterday in your talk I gave you here, so remember in the same masjid the history of Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. And if you are not here, just send me a WhatsApp, 071-888-1184, 071-888-1184, and I'll send you the lecture. We got it on WhatsApp, and it is on our website also, www.muftiakhusain.net, and our Markaz Sahaba, www.markazsahaba.com, and the lectures are all there as well, inshallah.
Ustad, is it permissible to wear sunglasses during the 5 days for males and females?
Yes, totally permissible. Sunglasses permissible, watch permissible, hearing aid permissible, umbrella permissible. So all this permissible, no problem.
Ustad, it says I am in parda. I do not want to take my parda off during ihram. Which is the best parda to wear, the cap parda or my normal parda?
Remember, you ladies, if you can manage with the cap parda, then you should wear the cap one. If you cannot manage and so forth, then wear the normal one, then you have to give out sadaqah. 25-30 riyals after the umrah, after the hajj.
Ustaz, please advise, after qurbani and after taking out the ihram, are we allowed to sleep in Aziziyah instead of in Mina for the last 3 nights?
Yeah, that's why I love the Q&A. It brings about many other aspects. See this question, I'll answer it just now. Very important one point the brother used. Oh sister, remember those of you who follow the Hanafi school, so your Dhamme Shukr, the proper term is Hadi, that is your Hajj animal, that normally is included in your Hajj package. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So that is part of your Hajj package normally. But your normal Qurbani, annual Qurbani, that you can do in any part of the world. The Hajj one, that will be done in Makkah, Mina. You can't do that anywhere else. So those of you who follow the Hanafi school, make sure you make arrangements for your Bakri Eid, Eidul Adha, Qurbani before you leave. So you leave the money with your brother, sister, somebody, or give it to the organization you got confidence in, and they will slaughter that on your behalf. Your Hajj one will be done there. So that's very important. Right. Now the term the brother used is incorrect here. They said after the Qurbani and after the shaving of the hair. On the 10th, you're going to pelt, and thereafter you're going to slaughter. You call it Hadi or Dhamme Shukr. Thereafter you shave your hair, the man, the woman cut the hair. Then you can't sleep in Aziziyah. You must sleep in Mina. The night of the 11th, the night of the 12th is wajib. Compulsory to sleep in Mina, and that is the verdict of majority scholars, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. Hanafi says sunnat muakkada. So today our people, they want to short circuit the system, loopholes everywhere. So now they don't want to sleep in Mina, they go sleep in Aziziyah, and then they shuttle up and down to pelt. Remember, that is totally wrong. If you're following the Shafi school and that, a dam becomes compulsory. You will have to slaughter a goat or a sheep because you did not spend any time there in Mina at night. So we should understand the consequences and ramifications. So people, we're going for Hajj, don't look for loopholes and shortcuts. Please, perform a quality Hajj. Don't just go through the motions.
Ustaz, with regards to Hajj, is it advisable to take something to delay, prevent it, or should we just leave it as is?
No, it's fine. Remember, it's fine for you ladies that you want to take some medication to postpone your menses because your tawafu ziyara, which is farz. Every male, female has to perform it. If you don't perform tawaf ziyara, you can't have husband-wife relationship. Your hajj is incomplete. So there are problems for you. So therefore, you take the medication and then you perform tawafu ziyara. So that will be fine. There's no problem with that.
Ustad, we go to Azad Ville. It says, my wife and I have come to the conclusion that we are going to sell our home just to afford to go for Hajj. We have hope in Allah that He will make means for us when we come back. Is this a good idea, Ustad?
Excellent idea. If you put your trust in Allah, they ask Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, why you go for Hajj every year? He said that there's one ayat. Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned only for Hajj, no other ibadat. So this is subhanallah, which ayat? He said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. If you perform the Hajj solely, only for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Wala, you will witness, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ, the nafa, the benefit, the gain that will come to you in this world, year after, is beyond description and perception. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Tirmidhi, tabi'u bain al hajj wal umrah. You perform hajj, go for umrah. You perform umrah, go for hajj. Fa innahuma yanfiyani dhunub wal faqr. It removes the poverty and it removes the vices and sins. So if you have reached that stage and you are accredited, you say, ya Allah, we becoming your mehman. We even selling our house. We want that house in Jannah. And you said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. So we are prepared to do that. Subhanallah. If we got that tawakkul, excellent. Remember that. There's no problem.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, if Qurbani is going to be done in South Africa, do we have to wait until it is done before we come out of ihram?
No, your qurbani got nothing to do with ihram, remember that. Your pelting there on the 10th, you pelt, then you slaughter, you cut your hair, and you're out of ihram. Because you don't have to wait for your qurbani here and all these type of things, so your ihram got nothing to do with your qurbani, remember that. Yes, your ihram got to do with your hadi, with your dhamme shukr. So remember those of you following the Hanafi school on the 10th, there's no Eid Salat. First pelting, big shaitan. You pelt, you walk away, you smile, finish. That I pelted you. Remember, big shaitan, no dua. No 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, no dua by big shaitan. Then after that, slaughtering, and thereafter cutting of the hair for ladies, shaving for the men, you're out of ihram. Everything halal for you, beside husband-wife relationship. So that is the sequence, is wajib according to Imam Abu Hanifa, sunnah according to all the other imams. But remember, it's best we follow the sequence.
29 minutes after 3 Central African time, 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number to the international overseas countries. Plus 2-784-786-3132. Ustaz, can I use toothpaste in ihram?
No, you can't use toothpaste in ihram. Good question. This morning also I answered somebody. Take your miswak with you. It's only one day. On the 8th, before you go into ihram, you will use toothpaste. On the 9th, you will not use toothpaste, you use miswak. On the 10th, you will be coming out of ihram. So when you come out, you use toothpaste. So it's one day sacrifice only. So remember, on the 8th, before you go into ihram, toothpaste. 10th, you will come out of ihram, so you then cut your hair, then shave your hair, you use toothpaste. So only the day of Arafat, basically, the 9th. So use your miswak, mashallah. That is what Allah loves. And we are crying, we are begging, and remember that, and no fasting. Remember, you don't fast in Arafat and all that, because we have to exert ourselves. So a lot of liquid, a lot of fruits and all that. So mashallah, so use the miswak abundantly, and no toothpaste whilst you are in ihram.
Ustaz, if a lady has her menses and can't perform her tawafu ziyara before she has to leave, what must be done? Must the dam be paid in Makkah or can it be done at home, Ustaz?
Remember, this is a serious, serious question. And all you men, you better listen carefully, because you will end up paying the bill. You and your wife went. MashaAllah. You got accredited. Sahu gave you the good news. Here we going. And MashaAllah, nowadays we see a lot of youngsters coming. Young, young wives, young, young men. MashaAllah, very good. Lo and behold, now when they there in Mina, Arafat, yeah, the napaki, the hay started. What is your day, sister? 8 days, 9 days, 10 days. SubhanAllah. After 3 days, they have to go. And you can't change your ticket because then you will get booking after 1-2 months only. You know, it's Hajj time. So listen carefully what happens in a case like that. Sister, your medication is not going to help. So this is only as a last resort. You, my sister, will go to the Baytullah in the state of menses to perform tawafu ziyara. After that is no salat because of menses. Safa Marwa you will make, that's fine. But your tawaf ziyarat, because it's farz, and you performed it in the state of menses, then you have to slaughter a badana. You have to slaughter a camel. And nowadays there's no camels there, so you slaughter 7 goats or 7 sheep. That will cost you about 10,000 ren. So you heard, brothers, properly? So keep the 10,000 one side, in case your wife undergoes some accident business. Understood? So remember this, it can work out to be a very expensive exercise. And you can't do it in any other part of the world, it must be done there in Makkah or Mina. So that is one place where the lady has a flight, she has to go, her menses is not going to stop before her departure. Then in that case, she has to perform the tawaf ziyara in the state of menses and slaughter a camel. It happens many times. They come to me, I explain to them all. And then, nowadays they don't have camels there for slaughtering, then you go slaughter 7 goats or 7 sheep. So you must remember that you have to do all there. So brothers, going with your wives, check the calendar. Hajj will start on that Friday. You understood? And Eid, let me just give you the Eid, then you will understand. Eid in South Africa will be on Monday, the 12th of August. There, it will be, most probably, it seems, on the 11th of August, the Sunday. So Arafat will be on the 10th, we must remember that. So that is the Saturday. And Hajj will start the Friday, so you must remember. So this is most probably. So you can already judge and, you know, make mashura with your wife. Darling, honey, sweetheart, poppy, when your menses is starting, I have got 10 grand here for you, for your camel. Huh? So you better judge all these things from now and tell her to take medication from now, inshallah.
Ustaz, what is the reason for 7 or 21 stones for pelting?
You must remember our function is ittiba. Ittiba means we emulate, imitate Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why we go 7 times around the Baytullah? Why we go, you must remember, Safa Marwa 7. So, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he and his beloved son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, they went around the Baytullah 7 times after reconstructing it. Allah Jalla wa Ala sent the wahi. Now everybody is going to follow the teaching of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Non-Muslims, they see on the TV that Muslims are going round and round the Kaaba Musharrafa. So on the radio, they ask us questions. You Muslims, you're a little bit crazy or what? Why you'll go round the cube, round and round? So I respond, I say, we are the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine. So we are Muslims. Why we go round and round? I can't tell them of Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. They're not Muslims. I say, when your clothes are dirty, you place it in a washing machine. It go round and round, it come out white and clean. The Muslim, we go round and round, he come out pure and clean from his vices and sins. Every one of you, Hujjaj Baytullah, you must make intention of 2 things. When I'm in Makkah, my sisters, من طاف بالبيت 50 مرة خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدت أمه. You must perform, try to perform 50 tawafs. One tawaf is 7 rounds. So you're going around the Baytullah 50 times 7. So you must remember that you will go around the Baytullah. And all your sins, inshallah, will be forgiven. Sisters, they're making tawaf of all the malls. This mall, that pool, that mall. Forget all that. Make tawaf of Baytullah. Every one of you should make intention. In Madinah Munawwara, I want to complete the Quran Sharif. In Makkah, I want to complete the Quran Sharif. If you're a slow reader, then fine. Start in Medina, carry on in Makkah on the day of Arafat. Zuhr, Asr, finish. Read the last 10 surahs, complete your Quran, stand up, face Qibla and make dua. 4,000 malaika are there to say Ameen. What do you think? Your duas will definitely be accepted. So everyone, O Hujjaj Baytillah, say, I'm going to Arafat and I will complete my Quran Sharif on the plains of Arafat. Then I'm going to beg my beloved Allah. So that is how we complete our Arafat, inshaAllah. So remember, we Muslims, why we go? What is our reason? Open Surah 76, Surah Dahar. You see, today people are overwhelmed, overawed by science and technology. Quran spoke of this more than 1400 years ago. Husband, wife meet, the semen, the sperm comes out. When it flows, how does it flow? It flows anti-clockwise. Min nutfatin amshaj. Open Surah 76 verse 2. So, O human being, O Hazrat Insan, the day your mother conceived, so that semen was going anti-clockwise. When you come to the holiest and most sacred place, so you also go anti-clockwise. Wa kullun fi falaki yasbahun. All the planets of Allah also go anti-clockwise. That is Qudrat ka karishma hai. That is the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. So there's reasons for everything.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, we go to escort. Anonymous sister says, I would like to understand this. Why is it we Muslims have to prostrate facing the Kaaba? What is the significance? Why can't we face anywhere else? Escort.
Remember that we don't worship the Kaaba. Quran Kareem tells us in Surah Quraysh, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. You worship Allah, who is the owner, possessor of the Baytullah. So why we face the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, whether in a plane, whether in a train, whether on the land, whether on the sand, for the sake of unity, uniformity. The Imam of the Haram, these 2 million people, he will come to the mic, stow, itadilu, show me anywhere in the world, 1 million people, 2 million people, in less than 1 minute, everybody is straight. Allahu Akbar. People from over 150 countries. 1 million, 2 million hajis. The Imam just said, itadilu, stow. So we see the salat is starting. So that is for unity and uniformity, not to worship. The time will come, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Baytullah will be demolished. Yet we will face in that direction. The mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, they are always down and the idol is on top. You see today, we are right on top on the 4th floor, 3rd floor, and the Kaaba Musharrafa, the structure is lower. So we don't worship it, we worship Allah. But this is for the sake of unity and uniformity.
Ustaz, what does Mufti Saab have to say about women who are not in parda, to wear parda, and in Medina, in Makkah, and while performing Hajj? I was told by 2 people so far that women must because of sin.
You must wear parda. Parda is compulsory. Surah 33 verse 59. When you are in South Africa, you are in Mauritius, you are in Kenya, you are in Maputo, wherever you are, it's compulsory. Surah 33 verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, qul li azwajik wa banatik wa nisa'il mu'minin. Tell your honorable wives, your beloved daughters, the believing men, their women, my mother, my wife, my daughter, my sister, nieces. So we have to tell everybody that they have to wear it. It's compulsory. And in Hajj time, you in Medina, Makkah, there the sin also increases. So you must remember, sisters, you must make this journey a turning point in your life. So you say, I wasn't wearing parda, now I'll wear parda. The man, I never had beard, I never had this, now I will do all these type of things. So that is how we turn our life around. They ask Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, the sage of the age, what is the sign that my Hajj is accepted? He said, al-raghba ila al-akhirah wal-raghba anid dunya. The glitter and glamour of this world, it no more attracts us. The glitter of the year after, that is what attracts us. Jannat attracts us. The mercy of Allah attracts us. The pleasure of Allah attracts us. So that is what the sign that Hajj is accepted.
Ustaz, for tawafu ziyara, can I make my sa'i before I leave for Mina?
Don't do all these type of things. These are all hilas and shortcuts and all that. And it's not good to do that. I told you the hadith, khudu anni manasikakum. You follow what Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us. So everybody make your sa'i after tawaf ziyarat.
Ustaz, we go to Hawik. Anonymous says, I would like to remain anonymous. I was saving up for Hajj. And all of a sudden, I got divorced. I have no mahrams to take me. Now, what do I do in this case, Ustaz?
You can't go for Hajj in the state of iddah. For ladies, there are two extra conditions compared to men. Number one, she needs a husband or a mahram. And second one, she must be out of iddah. Her husband passed away, she's in iddah, she can't go for Hajj. Husband divorced her, she's in iddah, she can't go for Hajj. So these are two additional conditions, remember. So sister, Allah alone knows who's right, wrong, but you are divorced. So every day, start today, read 2 rakat salat. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. And inshallah, next year Hajj come, maybe you married, maybe your brother, your father, somebody is ready, and then you go with them for Hajj. Never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah.
Ustaz, does tawaful wida need to be done directly after Hajj? Or can it be done prior to leaving Makkah, a nafil tawaf permissible prior to tawaful wida, Ustaz?
This is also another shortcut our people do, which is not good. When they go and perform tawaful ziyara, they perform tawaful ziyara, they read their 2 rakat salat, they make their sa'i, they come back to the Baytullah and make tawaf and say tawaful wida. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا ينفرن أحد منكم حتى يكون آخر أهدي بالبيت. The day you're leaving, or before, one day before you're leaving, you go and perform your tawaful wida. So tawaful wida ideally should be the last action right in the ending. Not somewhere 3 days, 1 week before and all that. That is undesirable. The tawaful wida will be done. But remember, it's again what I'm repeating. Don't short circuit the system. Don't look for loopholes. Remember this. Sometime the agent also will tell you, do it. Tell him, no, I will do it the proper way. You don't have to worry. I'll spend my own money. I'll come with a taxi and do it the proper way. So sometimes the agents, they do these kind of things just to save money, to take the people to go and perform the Umrah or the Hajj or whatever, the Tawaf and so forth.
Ustaz, let us go to Durban. The brother says here, hi guys, my name is Adrian. I'm a new Muslim. Last year I became a Muslim. My name is Adil, but they still call me Adrian. I've been following your program in the mornings with Mr. Hatia. Okay, I'm going for Hajj with Khidmatul Awam. I'm lost with the following words. He says here, Rukna Yamani, Multazam, of course not Waqaf, he says Wukuf, Hatim, Mataf, Hajra Aswad.
My brother Adil, Jazakallah Khair, Allah Ta'ala make your Hajj, our Hajj very easy. My student is your leader, so in Khidmatul Awam, Ma Dawood Samson. So whatever questions you have, you just contact him. And if he doesn't know, he'll contact me, inshallah. So you just keep him. And there's another brother, he's in your group, and we call him Haji Ismail. Haji Ismail Osman. He's in Lens. For you, Adil, I'm going to give a book, my book, my Hajj book, to Haji Ismail Osman. Haji Ismail Formas, we call him. So he's coming today. He's gone to Makkah. He's landing today. So inshallah, tomorrow or so, I'll meet him. Then I'll give him one copy for you. So he will give it to you. So Adil, don't forget. Two names. Dawood Samson, he's your spiritual guide. He's my student. And then the businessman, Haji Ismail Osman, Haji Ismail Formas. He will have my book to give you. You just make dua for us, okay? And inshallah, we all will meet there, inshallah. Don't worry, when you read the book, you will understand all the terms, because all the references are there.
Ustaz, is there a specific manner in which to read the combined Maghrib and Isha Salah?
Yes, remember that Zuhur and Asr we read there in Arafat, and then Maghrib and Isha. So you read Maghrib, and then you read Isha, and then you read the Sunnahs, then you read Witr, and then you pick up your pebbles, and then you sleep. So that is the sequence there. So very easy.
Ustad, if I reach Medina on the 31st of July and remain in Medina for 2 nights, and then to Mecca for 3 nights, and then Azizia, and returning to South Africa on the 18th of August, do I pray only Fard Salah as Musafir, or am I allowed to pray Sunnah as normal?
Remember, the way you have mentioned, right through, you will be Musafir. But if you are following the local Imam, resident Imam, then you will read 4 rakats. So Fajr you will read 2 and 2, Zohar 2, Asr 2, Maghrib 3, Isha 2, and then the 3 witr you have to read also according to Hanafis. For Musafirs, you don't have to read witr according to Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis. It's better, but not compulsory.
Someone said, as a woman, I cannot read namaz in front of a man. How do I read my 2 rakats after tawaf? Because men are everywhere. Ustad.
Remember that nowadays they made it very nice, that when you have finished your tawaf, you will see they push the crowd away, and one side they have for the men, one side for the woman. And if you are reading individual salat, sunnats and so forth, salat after tawaf, Hanafi say wajib, Shafi say sunnah, the men in front, woman front, or everybody's salat is done. In first salat, when we're reading behind the imam, then make sure you're not reading salat behind a woman. Individual salat, men here, woman there, everybody's salat is done, you don't have to worry.
Ustaz, let's go to Marlboro. It says, Mufti Saab, it's my first time going for Hajj with my both wives. Please make dua they don't fight and argue with each other. What dua I can make there for both to like each other? They both can't do without me. I'm Hamza. Ustaz, from...
Hamza means a person who's very brave. You see? So you will have to be a brave man. I don't know, my brother Hamza, with who you going. But my advice to you, Hamza, I don't know you, I don't know your financial situation, but I hope you haven't booked one room for both wives. Because then, they're not going to pelt the shaitan, they're both going to pelt you. So you must remember that. So you want everything good, better speak to your ABC, XYZ agent, tell him, bye. I think it's better I have 2 rooms. Then you make one night and so. And when the one wife complains, then you press her hand more, you tell her, darling, I love you more. The other one press her hand more and say, darling, I love you more. Because you got 2 wives, you have to be a big diplomat also, you see. So yes, brother Hamza, so from tonight you're going to start. After Maghrib,
Yusra,
after Isha.
Yusra.
Yeah, he's going with Yusra to us. So speak to your agent, we've got a spare room for you, mashallah. So anyway, brother Hamza, so what you have to do is this, you and your 2 wives, you read Surah 25, verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. You start tonight, Hamza, and your 2 wives. You read the Asma'ul Husna, Surah 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has beautiful names. So invoke the names of Allah, remember? So in that way there, inshaAllah, the love will increase. For you, husband, wife, Allah creates the love. So read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, I'm going with 2 wives. Ya Allah, make it easy for them, make it easy for me, and Ya Allah, bring the muhabbat and the love. MashaAllah, Hamza, your name means to be brave. You're a brave man, my brother. We'd like to meet you there, and you tell me what happened.
Ustad, can we do Dami Shukr here in South Africa?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّى بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. Remember, you're performing tamattu hajj, kiran hajj, you have to slaughter the animal there in the haram. So the real technical term is called hadi. Our people call it dam shukr, that must be done there. So whenever you hear the term dam, so it must be done there. Yes, qurbani, idul adha qurbani, udhiya, that you do in any part of the world. But your hajj animal, that must be slaughtered there. It can't be slaughtered in any other part of the world.
Was that before departing for hajj, one must resolve any differences with people? Does this include non-Muslims as well?
Definitely, you must remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith. Ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom, fa laysa baynahu wa bayn Allah hijab. Is authentic hadith in Mustafa Ahmad. You oppressed Mr. Moonsami or Ramsami or Karl Sami or whoever. So now you are the zalim. You have to go and ask him or her for forgiveness. Because Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the oppressed person's dua, walau kana kafira, is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Even if he's non-Muslim, between him and Almighty Allah, there is no curtain. What it means, there's no veil, no curtain? Isharatun ila suratil ijaba. Which means the oppressed person's dua is almost instantly, immediately accepted. How many a person you see, he had a big empire. But he made so much zulam, he oppressed people. In his lifetime, you see the whole empire crumbling. Because what we call bad dua, bad dua of people against him. So remember, even non-Muslim, so you must go and ask them for forgiveness and tell them, you know what, I'm guilty. Be man enough and say, I'm guilty. And whatever it is, if there's any payments to be made, everything, this is the payment. Don't try and justify our wrong. Shaitan tried and justified his wrong. Ana khayrun min. He will never see Jannat again. So that is a big problem nowadays. Every second person wants to justify his wrong. So we must go and ask that person for forgiveness. Muslim or non-Muslim.
Ustad, we go to Marion Hill. It says, Mufti Saab, I am a revert. Can my father, who is not a Muslim, accompany me for Hajj?
Regarding non-Muslims, the Quran Kareem states, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. In the ninth year, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as Amirul Hajij, Amirul Hujjaj. You say Amirul Hajij, Amirul Hujjaj, both. So he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, was the Amir. Then Nabi alayhi salam sent Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu as the Munadi. Go in the gullies, alleys of Makkah and announce that la yadkhulu al-mushrikeen, mushrikeen when non-Muslims not allowed to come. So remember, we're not allowed to go to any country today. You must have visa. So the visa to enter Makkah, Medina is you must be Muslim. No non-Muslims are allowed there. It's our cradle and our cradle must remain pure. We can't allow najas. We can't allow impurity of aqidah. So remember, so it cannot be polluted with kufr and shirk and blasphemy and polytheism and all these type of things.
Ustaz, is it permissible to change clothing and undergarments whilst on Hajj?
Yes, permissible. Therefore, you men, you must take a lungi with you. You men, you'll know lungi. You must go here in the shops, you get sarong. They in Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, the men also wear. So, you must sleep with the lungi. Nice, the wind come both ways. You understood? So, it will help you in Muzdalifah also. So, you brothers, some of you, that they come to me, you say, I got wet dream now. I say, where's your aspe ihram? You say, so I have normally lungi, I just give him, I say, go, now use the lungi, it's alright. So, you must remember, take lungi with you. And now, start from tonight, all the brothers, sisters, you better take one extra lungi for your husband also. Okay? So, remember.
Ustaz, let's go to Brother Musa, all the way from UK, Blackburn. He says, Mufti Saab, a lot of people, when they go for Hajj, they become Haji Bai and Haji Ben, and they become friends. Is this practice permissible, Ustaz?
Me and you, Musa, go, I become your wife's friend, then I will become Haji Bai, she become Haji Ben, then how can that be permissible, Haji Musa? So, the problem is we took the laws of Parda and we threw it away. Somebody else's wife became my Ben. You say, no, this is my Haji Ben. When they come back home, the sparks are still flying. You understood? The shaitan, we pelted in Mina, but the shaitan is getting bigger here. So, you must remember, it's absolutely haram that, not permissible that.
Ustaz, we go quickly to the sisters in Australia, Mu'allima and them from Perth. Mufti Saab, the sister says, I find the cap niqab difficult to wear. I can't see properly and I keep falling all over and I need someone to hold me when I walk. Is there any options or other alternatives for me, Ustaz?
Yes, I answered it already. Wear the normal niqab if you can't manage with the cap. After the umrah, after the hajj, give out 25-30 riyals to the poor Muslims. It'll suffice, no problem.
Ustad, are we going to end the inshallah?
One more question.
Somebody says, Ustad, please explain how female reads salah behind imam at masjid.
You must remember this authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ, and the homes are better for you. Meaning you read there. Umm Humaida Sa'idiyya came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, open targhib wa tarhib. Sheikh Albani said, hadithun sahih, authentic hadith. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read salat in Masjid Nabawi behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, you read in your house. Your house got room in front, it got in the middle and right at the back. If you read in your house right at the back, you will get much more reward than reading in Masjid Nabawi behind me. Go open Sahih Hadith, Targhib wa Tarhib. So therefore, you sisters, the greater reward you will get, you read in the hotel room. We thank the trustees of Masjid al-Furqan, we thank the Imams, Maulana Madridwan and other Imams, and we thank everybody else who have attended this. We thank all the radio stations, and that is our brothers of media, Salam Media, and of Sirius FM, and our Radio Lansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We got 2-3 minutes left, and we thank all of you. Each one of you who is present, you can take the Hajj Kitab, his compliments of the Capital Group. We thank Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his whole entire family. There's Zamzam water still. You can finish it up here. And mashallah, to give you a taste of what you will get in Makkah, Medina, inshallah, we call upon Maulana Muhammad Ridwan, the Imam, to make a dua. Jazakallah khair. I'll be here for another 5-10 minutes. Any one of you want to ask questions, you come here, inshallah. And then 4:15 or so, we'll leave from here, inshallah. Lanes, we'll make it for Asr, inshallah. Jazakallah khair to all of you.
اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعد تفرق معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم ارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين 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 جزاكم الله خيرا. That brings us to the end of our program here in Masjid al-Furqan, Saturday afternoon live here in Houghton. We say جزاكم الله خيرا to all the radio stations, Salam Media, Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. For myself, of course, and my beloved Fadila to Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah, Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina wahdi nasa jami'ah. Up next is the 4 o'clock news. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.